Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. In the ancient Greek stories of the Trojan War, Cassandra was an oracle. Cassandra was an oracle who was cursed by the gods to predict the future correctly, but never be believed. Ever since, a Cassandra has been any person whose correct predictions are ignored by those around them. Well, Dr. Paul Elias Alexander could very well be the Cassandra of the Trump administration, or even the Cassandra of the entire COVID-19 pandemic. He was a professor of health research at McMaster University in Canada before joining the Trump administration as a health policy advisor. And he's the one who came up with the COVID response that probably makes the most sense. Just let COVID spread. Seriously. Focus on keeping the elderly and immunocompromised safe and simply let the virus spread among children and young adults who aren't at risk. Then once the healthy chunk of the population has built up immunity, it'll be far safer for those who are at serious risk. Well, Dr. Alexander's proposal was rejected. Instead, we got the cult of the mask, the cult of the lockdown, the cult of the needles. We destroyed thousands of small businesses. We kept children away from their dying parents. We forced people to cancel weddings and important life events. We forced millions of people to take a shot that at best doesn't work very well, and more plausibly is a bioweapon that may actively or even purposely harm people or even be deadly to those that are getting it. And after all of this, has COVID gone away? Nope. It remains as oppressive as ever. In entire U.S. states, they're still masking up kids for 6 to 10 hours and locking them up, denying them basic needs if they have a cold. They're still making us wear masks on airplanes like cattle. They're purging our military and civil service of the unbelievers. So what if we just canceled all of that? What if we just let life go back to normal? We're already seeing signs that this was the best path. South Dakota, for example, basically decided that COVID was over in June of 2020. There were no lockdowns there, no shelter-in-place order, no mask mandate, no vax mandate. Life went back to normal in South Dakota. And in the fall of 2020, it's true they had a pretty bad COVID wave. Hundreds of people died, and then that was it. But the hospital system never collapsed. The wave peaked, crested, and went away, and it never came back. And life has gone on in South Dakota. Their economy is doing great. Their schools are open. People are living normal lives. They aren't indulging the hysteria and mental illness of bureaucrats and public school teachers. And when all is said and done, South Dakota will probably have a lower death rate than the national average. They'll be far below New York or New Jersey, where mass lockdowns and forced vaccinations have been the order of the day. Dr. Paul Alexander was right. And he's not letting people forget it. He just produced an op-ed for the Brownstone Institute pointing toward more than 100 studies which show that natural immunity is superior to vaccine immunity. He's now calling for President Trump to come forward and aggressively denounce child vaccine mandates and weigh in against what he says is the worst public health disaster in history. Dr. Paul Alexander joins us now, sir. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. Once again, I'm very humbled to be on your show, and thanks for the open. And I think the key issue in everything that you said is this, that the approach that we argued for is you strongly protect the vulnerable in your society first. That must happen first and properly. Strongly protect them, but properly, not a half protection, proper protection. And then with as little unfettered access as possible, that you trouble the rest of society. You allow the rest of society to live largely unfettered lives, particularly the young and healthy, because the young and healthy have the immune response and immune, natural innate immune system, et cetera, that can handle particularly Delta now. And the reality is when we look at the the infection fatality rate data today by Professor John Yiannopoulos at Stanford, you see that this particular virus, SARS-CoV-2, has an infection fatality rate at or below seasonal influenza. I believe it's 0.15 in general, actually 0.05 for persons less than 70. So my point is this. I supported President Trump. That's why when I was asked to go to DC, I went. I appreciated a lot of what he was doing, particularly for the minority community, et cetera. I really appreciate it, and I thought, and I still do think, he is one of the greatest presidents the United States has ever had, and there's a lot of potential, and I still do support him. But here's the issue. The evidence now is clear. The vaccines today have failed against the Delta variant. We are seeing that in the data in Israel. We are seeing it in the granular data coming out of UK, where the vaccinated person is getting more infected than the unvaccinated person. In fact, the vaccinated person is actually demonstrating hospitalization and death, including now transmitting to the unvaccinated, who's also ending up in the hospital and dying. So we have a problem. This vaccine appears to work for some people, but it does not work for a large amount of people. And the VAERS, the CDC's VAERS database shows us that there's a tremendous amount of death. Tens of thousands of Americans have already died 1 to 2 to 5 days post-vaccine. This is not my data. This is data already collected in the CDC's database. 700,000 adverse events. The usual vigilance system in the UK also shows 700,000 to 1 million serious adverse events from this vaccine. So we have a problem, and you can't just pretend it away. The reality is natural exposure immunity is far superior, and that's the argument. Why would you be trying to mandate these vaccines and tearing society apart when people who have been COVID recovered, there's a large swath of America already recovered and they have natural immunity. Why don't you allow them to exercise their own natural immunity, make a decision for themselves whether to take the vaccine or not and go on with their lives? Why are you punishing them, taking them out of the workplace, suffering them in terms of income? Why would you ask a nurse who's decided to not be vaccinated, to become vaccinated, and then lay her off if she chooses not to, when she's likely more than for certain naturally immune? She's been caring for patients for 2 years now. She's been exposed. She has a natural immunity. She's actually safer today than a nurse who's double vaccinated. And we know this by the research that came out of Vietnam, the Ho Chi Minh study. That study showed us that nurses who were double vaccinated spread the virus amongst themselves. Not only that, we found 251 times viral load in their nasopharyngeal passages than an unvaccinated person nurse with an earlier strain. This demonstrates that, again, we have a problem. We have a serious problem with this vaccine. We cannot pretend that the UK data that is showing us, every week the United Kingdom produces a report on the Delta, and that data is showing us week by week by week that it's the vaccinated person who's accumulating far more infection, particularly from the age ranges of 30 and above, than the unvaccinated. So the question becomes, what are you telling society? Now we also have data that shows us that the Pfizer vaccine, you lose the immune response effectiveness 40% per month. That means by after about 3 months shots, you have no immunity from the vaccine. You're back to zero. So you are trying to tell us that you want to boost us now every 4 to 5 to 6 months for the rest of our lives. We have information now coming out of Israel telling us that the Israeli government has ordered 14 shots for each citizen. That's 2 a year for the next 7 years. That's the thinking now, and that's insane. Their thinking is, we have a failed vaccine, so we are going to boost you every 4 to 5 to 6 months for years to come. We've not even studied how the body's immune system will react to repeated boosting. That could be a catastrophic disaster. And that is why you do these long-term studies. The proper definitive safety studies were not done by the vaccine developers, and the FDA did not impose it on them. We have vaccines in market today that are very unsafe, and I'm saying it as bluntly. You cannot take 12 to 15 years and boil it down to 3 months and tell me that the vaccine is safe. It is impossible. I do believe today, and I will say it as bluntly as I can, I supported President Trump. I still do. I think he was the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. But I think he was so badly duped by that task force, by his advisors around him, by the vaccine developers. They snowed President Trump and misled him greatly. He must be seeing what we are seeing on the news. I know he's a very smart man. He must be reading the science. He must be seeing what Peter McCullough says daily, what Harvey Risch says daily, what Jay Bhattacharya says, what Martin Kulldorff, what I say. We are telling you, President Trump, we have a problem with these vaccines. We do. And we need you to step up and say that you were misled, because you were. You cannot sit back. You just cannot, and assume that these vaccines are optimal and safe. And now we have the situation with the children. They are coming to the children when this vaccine is all risk and no benefit for children. Children bring statistical zero risk to the table. There is no situation, under no condition, must a child get these vaccines. And President Trump, you gave liability protection to these vaccine developers and all involved. You need to say that that was a wrong move on your part, because today, the only persons that are going to have exposure are our kids. And we need to say, Anthony Fauci, Rochelle Walensky, Francis Collins of the NIH, if you stand behind your vaccines, if you think they are safe, if you think my child should get these vaccines, well, then you put liability protection on the table, and then you stand up as a man and a woman, and you remove it. You say these vaccines are safe, you remove it. And President Trump, I'm pleading with you, demand that they remove liability protection, because that's the only way parents will have confidence in these vaccines. Other than that, leave the children alone. They are effectively already vaccinated.
Yeah. And there's no such thing as plausible deniability here either, Dr. Alexander. The information has been widely spread. It's out there. It's available. Public studies, peer-reviewed papers, and experts such as yourself coming forward almost on the daily basis, talking to millions of people. I've been covering it. I know millions of people have seen it. Dr. Paul Elias Alexander, I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
More of the Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer.
Well, last week, one of Congressman Paul Gosar's staff posted an animated video on Gosar's Twitter account. The video itself is hilarious. It's funny. It's completely harmless. It's the opening song to an animated TV show called Attack on Titan. Personally, I haven't watched it, but I've heard it's pretty popular. I understand you can watch it on Hulu, although you probably shouldn't, because television rots the brain. But anyway, all they did was Photoshop Gosar's face over the face of the show's main character. So the clip shows him fighting the forces of evil, which are appropriately represented by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Joe Biden. Now, we already know the Democratic Party wants to censor all disagreement with them. But just as important, if not more so, is the fact that they want to censor or even criminalize all mockery of them. That's why they make it illegal to call a freak show like Rachel Levine a man. So 61 House Democrats have co-sponsored a resolution to officially censure Gosar over this stupid video. For the record, Barney Frank wasn't subject to censure or criminal charges for running a legit brothel out of his apartment. But I digress. The lead sponsor, Jackie Speier, says that Gosar was, quote, inciting violence. Not only is that a complete lie, but it's especially evil coming from the Democratic Party, which has actually spent the last year and a half inciting real violence in this country. They've spread the lie that American cops are racists who hunt down black Americans. They've given cover to terrorist groups like Antifa and BLM as they loot and burn down America's cities. That's inciting real violence. Speaking of inciting violence, fake Republican Liz Cheney, along with Madam Kinzinger, have signaled that they would support a censure motion too. So when can we expect a censure motion for Liz Cheney egging on America's worthless war in Afghanistan? Or how about the worthless war in Syria? Maybe instead of caring about a dumb video based on a children's television show, we could ask who deserves blame for that Kabul airstrike that killed nothing but civilians? Or how about this newly revealed airstrike in Syria that killed about 70 women and children and that our military actively covered up? Speaker Nancy Pelosi has called for both an ethics inquiry and a law enforcement investigation of Gosar over this anime, over a cartoon. She's literally babbling that he should face criminal penalties for a cheesy video. This isn't an overreaction. This is totalitarianism. So what's the GOP doing in response? Sitting around meekly doing nothing. Apparently, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy gave Gosar a call. And if it was a supportive one, he isn't expressing that support publicly. He just said that he condemns violence and he praised Gosar for taking the video down. Honestly, it's my opinion he shouldn't have taken it down. Instead, every single Republican should be rallying behind him, refusing to accept a completely dishonest, nonsense, childish narrative that a video mashup is threatening. This is why the Republican Party continuously loses. This is why ordinary voters don't respect them and they don't turn out to vote half the time, because this is the party they get. Instead of attack dogs for the American people, they get spineless, milquetoast, soft and sensitive crying cowards and social climbers and liars. Everything about the response to this video is stupid. Some commentator at The Hill whined that it was crass but legal. No, it's not even crass. It's a funny video based on a TV show. Get real. And as long as America's leadership class insists otherwise, then this will remain an unserious country unable to solve serious problems. Congressman Paul Gosar joins us now, and we understand that we have exclusive breaking news out of Washington. Congressman, you've heard from the minority leader, and Pelosi is now expected to remove your committee assignments.
As well as censor me.
This is not about a video, is it?
It's not about a video. What we were doing in this video, Stu, is highlighting what is irreparably in this build back worse, as I call it, bill that they're trying to force through this week, about illegal immigration and the irreparable harm it's doing to our country.
You're on an island. You're the only one that's appropriately pointing out hundreds of millions of dollars that give directly to the illegals that are flooding into this country. This is not about censuring you, removing your committee assignments. This is about canceling any opposition to a totalitarian installed regime. Let's just call it what it is.
You're exactly right. It gives billions of dollars to illegals that are living here for child tax credits. It gives tens of millions amnesty, a path to amnesty that are living here. That could be living here for 1 week, for one day, or for 10 years illegally. So, and not to mention what else it does as well. It attacks your Second Amendment right by giving grants out to nonprofits and to governments that look at gun laws and holding back your Second Amendment right.
Congressman, so where is leadership? Where is Kevin McCarthy? Where are the other Republicans? And of course, Nancy Pelosi is going to call this, what, bipartisan, because she gets one or two Republicans like Kinzinger and Cheney?
Well, I hope that's all they get in that regards. But, you know, once again, Cheney hasn't, you know, is denounced by the Republican Party in Wyoming. So, but I mean, you know, we brought this on ourselves because we allowed that vote last week, the 13 or 2 weeks ago, the 13 people that crossed over because they didn't have the votes. They didn't have the votes to pass the infrastructure bill. But we brought this bill to the floor because we passed that infrastructure bill with bipartisan support, plain and simple.
So where's the leadership? Where's the Republican Party? Why doesn't nobody have your back?
Well, we're asking those very, very, very questions. You know, why was it 13? And it took those Republicans to get them over the hump. Our understanding was that they had the votes and that no Republican would actually vote until they actually had the 218. But that's not what it actually expired. Our Republicans had the vote to get them to 218.
Where are the Republicans backing you on a stupid, funny video that you're now going to be stripped of your committee assignments as a result of a stupid cartoon, an anime? Where are the Republicans backing you? That's what I'm asking. Where are they?
Well, I don't know. You know, we had conference this morning, so I explained to them what was happening. I did not apologize. I just said this video had nothing to do with harming anybody. It's exactly what you're talking about. It's an anime. We were trying to reach out to the newer generation that likes these anime, these cartoons fabricated in Japanese likeness, to actually tell them what's harmful in this bill that they're missing. It's going to change their world for forever. And it got its purpose. People wanted to watch it. We've heard a lot of young people say, listen, thank you for daring to put that cartoon out there that we identify with. But, you know, for the most part, you know, it's been silent just because maybe it's there in that explosive box with the Roadrunner and the Coyote, you know, the Acme toolbox. Maybe they're still hiding in that toolbox.
Why do we allow these progressive radical communists on the left to get away with everything and set the narrative for the tone that's going to be used in the rhetoric of Republicans? Why do we have to constantly be the people who stand back and say that we're going to take the moral high road? We're never going to win if we are not honest in this country. You are being honest. You're doing exactly what voters sent you to Washington to do, which is be a pit bull and fight for their freedom and fight for American exceptionalism.
Well, fight for the Republic. You know, we the people, we are the governed. And so we need pit bulls. You've got people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, you got Lauren Boebert, you got Matt Gaetz, you got a lot of the folks in the Freedom Caucus, you know, but we're still a minority. But, you know, America's waking up. We saw that in Virginia and New Jersey. They want people to stand up and fight. You know, don't tell them one thing and do another. And so this is where we have to, you know, this is the line in the sand, Stu. You know, if this bill passes, our republic does not exist anymore.
Is the Freedom Caucus going to have your back on this? Is Leader McCarthy going to have your back on this?
Well, so far they've said they've given me support. The real push and pudding is going to be on the floor later today or tomorrow, whenever they put this vote up to censor me as well as strip me of my committees. That's where the real rub comes.
What is this nonsense about Pelosi wanting to put you in jail? I mean, a law enforcement inquiry? Is she serious?
Oh, she's always serious. You know, the threats go on and on and on. Where are her threats with Maxine Waters, who actually advocated for violence against people? What about the people that did the GoFundMe page for the Black Lives Matter and the people in last summer that were rioting and looting and burning down businesses and cities and police stations? Where is that? You know, so once again, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. And we run and try to dictate the narrative. But we need people to stand up and say, you know what, if this is what you're going to do, get on with it. But I'm not going to be quiet about it. We're going to take it to the people and explain exactly what's happening, who's doing it, and why we need to stop this.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And you're doing a hell of a job.
Well, thanks, dude. Paul Gosar. You know, everybody needs to get involved. This is a bad bill. It changes our republic for forever. Let's give Congress a spine to do the right thing, to vote it down and to get on. And maybe we need to change the speaker. Maybe that's another course of action, too.
Yeah. Immediate, forthwith, change the speaker Absolutely. Yep. Congressman Paul Gosar, thank you for your fight. We're praying for you as always. And yes, everybody watching needs to get involved immediately. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
All right, go to steponsocks.com right now. Do your Christmas shopping at steponsocks.com. Get yourself these all-cotton, high-quality, 100% USDA choice, Patriot-designed socks. These are the Trust in God socks right here. You can step on sin all day long. Free Our Kids, that sock available. The Trader Joe version is back in stock. The original globalist version, you can step on them. Plus, get silver at steponsocks.com. And your Second Amendment flags, your Trump 1 flags, get there right now. Check out the wide variety of products, all designed by Patriots and a premier sponsor here, in large part, thanks to them, that this show is on the air. Do your Christmas shopping and other shopping as well at steponsocks.com. Well, there's a new pair of studies that the powers that be are hyping up. The first one claims that there's a higher risk of heart disease right now. And the cause is, you guessed it, it's anxiety about COVID. Also, people are depressed too. Depression and anxiety. Yep, that's the cause. Oh, and here's another study they like. A report in the Journal of the American Heart Association says that very soon we'll see an increase in babies born with congenital heart defects, and it's because of climate change. How convenient. There's a new set of problems coming that elites will say justifies giving them more power and more control over your life. And no, all these heart problems have nothing to do with that myocarditis-causing bioweapon that we're forcing everyone to take. Deanna Lorraine is here with us now. What do we know about these studies?
So first of all, we have to put studies in quotes because these are these deep state paid off doctors and experts, the same ones that I told you last week issued out a study saying that women completely missing their periods is somehow healthy, right? And doesn't cause for infertility. So this is the first one. I almost jumped out of my chair when I read this headline. This is from the Smithsonian Magazine. Climate change may cause increased rates of heart defects in babies. Climate change. You sick, sick losers, you liars, you gaslighting lowlives. This is so disgusting because what they're predicting, this new study, which I believe, is that a massive increase in congenital heart disease in babies. That part I believe. The part that I think is completely made up and false and pulled out of their butts is the fact that it's somehow related to climate change. And climate change is causing that in the womb, congenital heart disease in babies. Could you think, you know, they love twofers. They love twofers. So if they can wrap up climate change crisis with heart disease, which is true, which is coming up, then they got a big win in scaring people from not only having babies, not having babies, but they're going to automatically link, oh, this is why my baby has heart disease and heart failure and a broken heart for the rest of their life. It's not because I put a vaccine in my body when I was pregnant or nursing. It's because of climate change.
Think of everything that they project. They tell you in advance what they're going to do. We had movies talking about predictive policing. We now have the military drilling on how to get anti-vaxxer active shooters into custody. We have the military in Australia reportedly practicing drills where they're busting down doors, forcibly injecting people, and then training on how to go gather up all of those that run away from them. So they're telegraphing Marburg virus. Now they're starting to talk about something that has an 88% kill rate that isn't going to require the government to lock anybody down because people will be running for cover, ducking and dodging to get out of the way and save their own lives, locking themselves down and running towards every needle that the government puts out in front of them, asking them to inject themselves with. The cause of death from these shots that have already rolled out, this bioweapon, antibody-dependent enhancement, is going to create the dark winter that they are telegraphing. Watch. Right. You do a poll and you ask yourself, how many of the people that I know that are dying this winter were jabbed and how many of them refused the bioweapon?
Well, and so you know for sure. And then look, the highlight of this other study, COVID-19 pandemic increases risk of anxiety and depression, therefore heart disease. This is another new study. So yes, it's true. COVID-19 is absolutely, and they show it here, increasing depression and anxiety tenfold. Okay, a 40% increase, in fact. But they're linking it now to heart disease and heart failure. So this is actually so alarming that they're coming out with all these articles and linking climate change, depression, anxiety to heart failure and heart disease and heart attacks, because this shows you exactly what's coming down the pipe. they're planning for massive heart failure all over the world. And it's from the vaccines and the booster shots that are breaking these people's hearts, causing heart failures, not from climate change, not from anxiety or depression. And it's really sick. If you look at this, you know what to expect. They're planning this, they're preparing this to tell you everything that you need to know, but they're gaslighting people to believe it's something else that's causing it, not these shots.
And if you think it's a big conspiracy theory, then why are these shot manufacturers, these bioweapon distributors, putting heart medication inside of these new injections for children to delay the effects that it's going to have on their hearts catastrophically? Deanna Lorraine, get her book. It's called Taking Back America. You can find it at deannalorraine.com. Dear, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dale.
Go to vaccine-police.com and check out all of the work that Christopher Key is doing. He is all over the place, was just in Texas, helicopter landings, all kinds of different stuff that he's documenting. They are making a difference fighting against this vaccine tyranny, this bioweapon that they are trying to shove down your throats. He's confronting petty tyrants on school boards, big pharma executives. He's confronting hospital administrators, pharmacists serving Nuremberg notifications. This guy is everywhere, and he video documents everything. If you can and you feel so called, please help to financially support him. He's putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas to wake people up to the dangers associated with what's coming for their kids in this bioweapon. I am proud to say that I support the Vaccine Police, and I hope that you will too. Go to vaccine-police.com to check out all of their work and support them if you can at vaccine-police.com. Well, of all of the insane things that we're doing in this frenzy to defeat COVID, perhaps the most insane of all is our ongoing purge of the armed forces. We have tens of thousands of skilled, highly trained personnel who are going to be forced out or possibly imprisoned for not getting the shot. And this is despite the fact that the military is overwhelmingly young and healthy. Even if the COVID-19 injections were indeed vaccines and were completely safe, this would be insane. But since there's ample evidence that the shots aren't safe, this is stupidity bordering on treason. Just like with transgender soldiers, we're actively making our military less prepared, less capable, less combat ready, all to serve some evil globalist political agenda. Dr. Samuel Sigaloff is one of those highly skilled military personnel the Biden junta wants to destroy. He's been put on leave for giving out medical exemptions to other servicemen, and now he's in danger of being court-martialed and imprisoned for it. Dr. Sigaloff joins us now. Sir, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I first want to say that the views that I express today are my own, not the views of the DOD, U.S. Army, or the government. And I am on leave right now, approved leave, and I am not in uniform.
Got it, of course. So, I mean, this apparently is a hill that you're prepared to die on. Why is this a matter of such importance and passion for you?
Because if I can't allow my patients to have autonomy, the ability to a free choice, and I can't give them medical exemptions that are medically and legally correct, then there's no more medicine. The doctor community doesn't exist, because then we will just be forcing people to do whatever the new thing is.
Why are most of the soldiers that you're providing exemptions to seeking an exemption from this particular inoculation?
They don't want to get it. And there's a problem is a lot of people think that, oh, he's a soldier. He does what he's told. Yes, I'm a soldier. I also took a Hippocratic oath. And part of that is I am beholden to the patient in front of me to ensure that they are adequately consented before they have anything put into their body.
They're talking about sending you to prison, a court-martial, for providing
these. That potentially could happen. And the worst part about this is the officer that started this investigation is the same officer that started the clinical investigation to treat me like a criminal for providing medical exemptions and life-saving treatments. But the problem is the person that started this investigation is currently committing felonies every day, and no one will listen. No one will investigate her.
What kind of felonies is this officer committing?
Practicing medicine without a license.
Got it. So there's an officer who has started an investigation into you, citing potential criminal activity. What is the criminal charge that they are looking to put on your shoulders, on your back, and send you to the brig?
not following direct orders. And the problem is any order that I was given, I have followed them. I was giving very nebulous, not clear orders at some point. And, you know, it's if it's left to interpretation, then that's not an order. That is not a clear directive.
So you said at the beginning of the conversation that the views that you're about to express are solely the views of yourself, not the Department of Defense, the military, the armed forces. You're not in uniform. You're on approved leave. What are your views? What is the big motivating factor behind pushing this injection into every uniformed personnel in the military?
I'm charged with conserving the fighting force. And let me propose to you, what if, and you know, and I think this is being conservative, what if there was a vaccine injury rate of 10%? It may be significantly higher. Nobody knows. The longest we've ever studied this alleged vaccine is today. Tomorrow will be the next longest day. And if there's a 10% injury rate, casualty rate, where not even 10% die, but 10% are non-combat effective, then what a gift that would be to our enemies. Now, what if it's significantly higher? What if it's closer to 90%, as some people have suggested?
A complete disaster, a total breakdown, a completely defenseless republic.
And then the other part of the argument is, if someone wants to get it, great, let them get it. I have never been against people getting it if they want to get it, if they're over 18, if they're not pregnant, if they're not breastfeeding. Because we don't experiment on children, we don't experiment on breastfeeding women, and we don't experiment on pregnant breastfeeding women.
But we do experiment on soldiers.
But apparently that's okay to experiment on soldiers. But what if it's more of a, if I feel morally apprehensive about this and I am forced to do it, well, then we've removed autonomy from that patient and now they have no control over their life. That has morally injured them.
So is it your opinion, because I asked you the question, what do you think, what is your speculation, what's your opinion, the reason behind this big push? And you went to a question, what if we incapacitated 10% or possibly 90% of the military, how would that make us vulnerable to the enemy? Are you suggesting that this is being done intentionally?
I can't speculate on that. That is beyond my ability to speculate. But what I do think is it sure seems like it is a program to remove all of the actual sheepdogs, the ones that will do the right things at the right time, the ones that will actually disobey the unlawful orders as I did, because it is an unlawful order to be forced to take something that is not FDA approved.
And then
if you dishonorably discharge all of them, you've removed their ability to vote and you've taken away their firearms. So who is left to stand?
When are you going to know more about your status?
I'm writing my rebuttal for my investigation, which is absolutely ridiculous to have anyone who is not medically trained comment on my prescribing or my medical or the medical legal aspect of medicine. It's a terrible precedence to set. It is a terrible legal precedence to set, because then doctors will be under the thumb of whatever commander is over them.
Are there more doctors? Are there more people who have written these exemptions that are in the same position that you are?
No, I don't know of any of the other doctor that's written exemptions like I have. I do have a small group of doctors that I communicate with that are in the same boat in the fact that they're not getting this, and they're most of them advocate if you want to get it, but they don't want to get it, and they don't want to be forced to get it, and they don't want their patients to be forced to get it.
But you're the only doctor that's looking at being court-martialed or going to prison?
At the moment. I mean, there's talks of other investigations going on with some of the people in the group.
Well, I have to say, I think the big picture is pretty clear here. The data is there. I mean, we're looking at a vaccine adverse events reporting system that's completely unreliable. Underreports were hurt. Less than 1% of vaccine injuries, we're told by a Harvard study, are logged in this vaccine adverse events reporting system, where over 18,000 deaths in a 9-month period. And if you take that low number, just the 18,000, that's more than double the amount of people dead from one shot in a 9-month period than have died from every single previous approved vaccine combined.
Right. And I brought that up to some of the people I work with. And I remember in one particular, there was this one coworker that I have, believe an RN, and accuse me of being a conspiracy theorist and QAnon, which, you know, if you attest to that, that's great. That's fine. That's not what this is about. I don't want my argument of keeping people safe to be diluted by any political aspect whatsoever or any sort of conspiracy or anything like that. This is so much bigger that this could be destruction of humanity, even if it doesn't actually hurt anybody, but if it's just the fact that we're forcing something on people, because now we've set a precedence that whatever it is, you have to have it put into your body.
So now, because you acknowledge fact, real, raw, publicly discoverable data, you are a conspiracy theorist and a QAnon follower, a radical right-wing Trump bootlicker, presumably. But this person...
What's interesting is you compile that with what you had the article about yesterday, how they had some active shooter who was an alleged anti-vaxxer. Well, I've had the moniker of anti-vaxxer. I would never go and do anything violent of that nature, ever. But you give me the moniker of anti-vaxxer. Well, now you can be discounted. You can be belittled. You can buy other physicians in the U.S. Army. You can have an investigator defame your character, either completely negligent and doesn't know how to read and interpret like basic information, or is willfully destroying my character.
Dr. Sigaloff, this is the same group of people that is now saying that Kyle Rittenhouse was involved with a white supremacist, racially motivated shooting, but not one person involved in that incident was unlike the other. They were all the same race. Race has nothing to do with it, but they're going to inject that into that scenario, just as they're injecting QAnons and conspiracy theories and tinfoil hat. This is part of the cancel culture. They're trying to cancel you because of exactly what you said before. You're not willing to go along with the narrative despite and against all cost and all odds to willfully and knowingly injure people that are under your care. I've got about 30 seconds left here. I'd like your final words.
But the big thing is, it's not about me. It's about you as the patient. That video of a patient taking the shot under duress at Fort Huachuca, or, you know, getting the shot under duress that was here at Fort Huachuca, do not do that. If you don't want to ever get this, don't ever get it. You know, the First Thessalonians tells us to speak in a way that helps us to encourage those that need encouragement. These are the times, the trimen souls. Never give in, never surrender, in nothing great or small, except to convictions of honor and good sense. And God bless, and thank you for giving me the time here. And do not give this to your children ever. There is no long-term studies on this. Even if the FDA, the CDC, the AAP, the AFP, it doesn't matter. They don't know what this will do in the long term. Do not give it to your children. It's okay to experiment on yourself if you would like. We let adults smoke. We don't want pregnant women or breastfeeding women to smoke, but we don't let children do it.
Wow. So well said. Dr. Samuel Sigaloff, thank you so much for being here. We'll be praying for you. God bless you.
Thank you again.
All right, so if you've decided against the bioweapon, but you want to keep yourself and your kids safe from this China flu and any future Tony Fauci sociopathic, chimerically engineered, taxpayer-funded Wuhan lab viruses, go to ZStackProtocol.com right now, ZStackProtocol.com. A one-pill formula, early treatment protocol, the quercetin, the zinc, the D3, Dr. Zelenko calls it the COVID killer. This is the Nobel Prize nominee, the Presidential Medal of Freedom nominee that saved thousands of lives in upstate New York. You've heard of him. He's a humanitarian genius. 99.9% survival recovery rate from the high-risk COVID patients that Dr. Zelenko treated. He's got it available in gummy form. Pre-order those right now at ZStackProtocol.com. Keep your kids safe from this virus, the influenza virus. He says all viruses. This will help to keep your kids safe. Put yours on auto ship to avoid any delays. These things are in high demand, so put them on auto ship. ZStackProtocol.com, ZStackProtocol.com. Keep yourself safe from these sociopathic, intentionally released viruses. Go to ZStackProtocol.com. Well, as we've mentioned, individual states have the authority to liberate themselves from the tyranny of the Biden junta and sociopathic mandates imposed by the installed regime. There is no justification for your governor allowing you to be subjected to this federal overreach. South Dakota has moved on. That state is in a post-COVID era. Edward Zoll is in Florida. He's with us now where lawmakers are meeting. As we speak, they're in a special session on these communist vaccine mandates. Governor Ron DeSantis personally ordered this to stop the federal OSHA tyranny. Does it look like it's going to work?
Stu, that is the question of the day. The Florida legislature is doing something that every legislature in this country should be doing, debating what their constituents really want to do on mandates. Now, when it comes to what's going on at the Capitol, there's a series of bills that are taking place. Obviously, this special session was pushed for. It was lobbied for. And there are many bills that are on the docket right now, SB 6B and XHB 5B. Those are two bills, the Senate bill and the House bill in Florida, both controlled by Republicans, so shouldn't have a hard time passing. This is the bill on Florida Occupational Safety and Health State Plan. That's the FLOSHA. Florida creating their own plan to deal with the federal government's OSHA mandate coming into effect on January 4th, which will, in sense, require employees to fire the employees if they're not vaccinated or face a fine. Now, the deal with these are, it's a big deal for Florida because Florida's talking about making their own agency as a counteraction to this. Now, the meetings for this and other bills being discussed in the special session are going to be taking place all week until Thursday, hopefully. A vote will be taking place tomorrow and probably before Thursday. But there's an activist who's been covering this named Chris Nelson. He's with Free Florida, a community of Floridians against unconstitutional vaccine mandates. He also self-identifies as LGBFJB+. My understanding is the audience knows what that means. But he's saying that a state senator, Travis Hudson of St. Augustine, that he actually thinks that this Florida OSHA won't be able to enforce and protect for Floridians. He doesn't think that this will actually work. Now, when it comes to the other bills, there's SB 8B and HB 7B. These are both in the House and Senate versions of it. This is for vaccinations during public health emergencies. Now, why this is important is up until this week, and even right now, it is legal for the state of Florida, the top state health officer, to order any one of us to get vaccinated and force vaccinated. Hold you down, stick a needle in your arm, and say you are done. Well, there are nurses that have spoken at this hearing, and they don't like this.
No free person should be ordered to be examined, tested, or treated against their will. That is abuse, that is assault, and that is battery.
That was Nurse Jean Marie. It's her body, it's her choice, but she knows what it means for someone to be forced to be inoculated, forced against their will. You heard it right from her. There are hundreds of nurses in this state, thousands throughout the country, who agree with her. Well, another bill that's being discussed right now in the special session is SB 2B and HB 1B, now the Senate and House versions of the COVID-19 mandates bill. Now, this is meant to eliminate all vaccine and mask mandates in the state, and specifically will punish private employers who try to fire their employees for not being vaccinated. Now, right now, there are going to be five specific opt-outs for Floridians: medical, religious, testing, as you'll get tested weekly, immunity, as in you've had COVID-19, and guess what? You're immune now, and five, to wear a mask inside the workplace. Now, if one of these employers fires an employee and they have a company of 100 or less employees, that's a $10,000 fine, $10,000 per infraction for that employer. All right, it's a complete reverse of Joe Biden's OSHA mandate. Now, it'll be $50,000 for any company 100 plus. So remember those corporation globalists in mindset who work here in Florida? They're going to have to follow Florida's laws or they're going to get fined. Now, there is another man who spoke at this hearing. This has attracted a lot of doctors, specifically the first doctor in this county where I'm standing, Indian River County, Florida, that treated a COVID patient, a patriot, a Christian, a father, Dr. Gene Poska. Now, this man traveled to Tallahassee and spoke his mind on what these mandates really mean for the free people of Florida.
My nurses, respiratory therapists, janitors, and other healthcare staff would spend hours of our day in your room and cared for you like we would have our own family. Many of us got sick with COVID during this period and now have natural immunity. And now, almost 2 years later, fascists from DC want to fire us if we don't take a novel messenger RNA immunomodulator. It's not a vaccine. That's why the CDC had to change the definition of what a vaccine is. And no law that sets legal precedence on a vaccine is applicable to this dangerous and experimental drug. I've treated several dozen patients at Indian River Cleveland Clinic who developed strokes, blood clots, paralysis, multi-drug resistant epilepsy, and anaphylactic shock after taking an mRNA jab. My own grandmother, Helene Posca, had a massive cerebellar stroke 3 days after her shot, and she had to be transferred to another hospital where she stayed in a neuro ICU for 5 days, waiting to see if she needed a craniotomy to relieve pressure on her brain from the swelling. The CDC refuses to analyze the data that shows it's dangerous. Meanwhile, when a top-level CDC employee leaves the agency, they often go work for Pfizer or Moderna. This poorly studied drug should not be recommended to the healthy. Anyone who tries to mandate the drug should be considered a criminal. And now my natural immunity has been proven to be superior, preventing transmission of COVID-19 by the CDC's own data. I represent a group of over 300 doctors, nurses, and healthcare professionals in Vero Beach. We are the healthcare heroes of Treasure Coast. We will be fired after Christmas if we don't bend the knee to fascism. We will lose our homes and we will go bankrupt. Last year, we risked our lives to save yours with little to no protection. They called us heroes, but now we're zeros, forgotten and denied our basic human rights guaranteed to us by God and the Bill of Rights. But more importantly than that, when this mandate takes effect, my community will immediately be put in grave jeopardy. My patients, whom I love dearly, will not be able to get adequate care. The unlawful mandate will be a great healthcare emergency, more likely worse than COVID ever was. I pray that you protect the freedoms of Floridians and prevent the spread of fascism from destroying our lives.
So as you just heard, Dr. Gene was a hospitalist here at the hospital right behind me. This hospital on Monday sent out an email to all employees and told them, you will be fired unless you get vaccinated by January 4th. Now the vaccination rate is only 53%, means half of the individuals who show up here day in, day out, the heroes who aren't zeros, they're not vaccinated. So how can they expect the rest of the population to do it if the healthcare professionals themselves aren't doing it? And obviously for right measure. Now, in addition to Dr. Gene and the nurse you just heard from, there is a firefighter in Orlando who spoke at the hearing. This was today. Wendy Williams, Orlando firefighter. She hates her mayor's mandate, but this is what she has to say about the whole nonsense of vaccine tyranny put through policy.
If you want to be vaccinated, do it. If it makes you feel safe. If you don't want to be vaccinated, you should not do it. If you want to wear a mask because you believe it makes you feel safe, it's your God-given right as an American to wear that mask, but don't tell me to. I understand the effects of PPE. I'm a paramedic preceptor, which teaches students how to serve the community in ALS situations. I've held the hands of many that have died and lived, but we're focusing on death rates and we need to look at survivability rates. There's a lot of people that survived COVID and I'm one of them. This is about choice. This is about leadership.
You heard it. It's our body, our choice. That's at least the logic used by the left when it comes to murdering babies in the womb. But how much more should we care about individual life, the lives of the elderly, lives of kids when it comes to vaccines, experimental ones? We're not going to call it a vaccine because it's rushed. It's a concoction. It's a cocktail of death, especially for those who have died, who have become injured, paralyzed. The short of this is Florida is taking a stand. Other states need to watch what we're doing here, because this is what the American people want. They want their elected officials to care about them. They also want their elected officials to get out of their house, out of their bedroom, and out of their medical procedures. Reporting for the Stu Peters Show, I'm Edward Zoll.
Whether you're treating joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, arthritis, stress, and anxiety, or maybe you have a diagnosis and you want to try something holistic and natural, get your CBD from a veteran-owned company at Verb Forever. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. I use it for my shoulder pain. I was actually scheduled for surgery. No longer do I have to have that. Thank the Lord, because of CBD from Verb Forever. It's all sourced right here in the United States, and it's a veteran-owned company. That's important to me. Do your CBD shopping. Get the bath salts, the skincare products, the oils, and the pain creams, all 50% off when you use the promo code STU50 site-wide, 50% off at AmericaFirstOil.com. You heard Congressman Paul Gosar talking about the billions of dollars that's going to go directly out of your pocket and into the pocket of illegal immigrants that flow into this country. That is the subject of today's Money Minute with Carlos Cortez. He's our in-house financial expert. Carlos, we are witnessing a full-out assault on the middle class.
Not just that, but we're getting assaulted medically, financially, socially, and our freedoms are taken away. I mean, I've been saying this, the next freedom they're going to try to infiltrate is our freedom of religion. So that's not going to happen over here. I will say this, these reports that they have, they just keep on sliding these devil into detail type of segments. And really, we shouldn't be paying illegal immigrants and their children restitution. And that's what's in this new bill. And unfortunately, they're attacking IRAs through all these provisions that we talk about on our webinar tonight, as well as Thursday. But we just have to stay vigilant and make sure that we are doing the right thing to protect us.
Get over to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com right now, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, and sign up for the class that is tonight. This is free for patriots. Make sure that you get over there. Carlos Cortez, thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow here on The Stu Peters Show. We'll be right back.